I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Cardinal Stage Company is presenting The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's the piece originally written for children by C.S. Lewis. It's been adapted for the stage. It'll be at the John Waldron Arts Center in the auditorium September 7th through the 23rd. There'll be, by the way, both daytime and evening performances. Jenny McKnight will be directing. And our guest is Courtney Reed Harris, who plays Susan, one of the four children. She's finishing up her BFA in musical theater at IU. Courtney's taken advantage of all the opportunities in Bloomington. She's been on stage with IU, with the Cardinal Stage Company, with the Bloomington Playwrights Project, and also with WTIU as the host for Friday Zone. Courtney, if you're playing the woman Susan, one of the four siblings who goes through the wardrobe and finds this strange world, what's it like playing a fantasy character?
It's wonderful. Being in the theater is always kind of fantastical in some ways, so it's a natural extension of that is being in Narnia. So,
a Narnian, is that what you're currently being?
I suppose so, a Narnian. Well, in the beginning, we're not Narnians at all. We're just visitors to the place. We become very important participants in the ongoing conflict in Narnia. So,
well, the conflict in Narnia is between the witch and the lion. And you four children are right in the middle of it. According to C.S. Lewis's layout on this, you're actually not very old. Lucy is perhaps 4 or 5. Edmund might be 6 or 7. You are sort of in the middle, and then comes the older brother, but he's not that much older either. How is it playing something who's a little bit younger than you?
Well, for this production in particular, we've taken an interesting route about that. The show is presented in a way where it's the Pevensey children coming back as 20-somethings, mid-20s, so the actors are playing their own ages. And what happens is we come back to the house where it all began, and we found the wardrobe, and we, through telling the story, are transformed back into our younger characters. And throughout the show, we narrate and go in and out of the story as our 20-something selves and the age we were when the story happened to us.
How do you do that?
It's a little difficult, but Jenny McKnight has been very helpful. Our director has been very helpful in navigating through, and I think it's going very well, and we're getting better at it every rehearsal.
No kidding. So it must be strange to be looking at yourself both as a mature character, a character about your age, and also to be looking back to when you were younger in the story. Are you finding that this leads you to explore your own childhood?
Definitely, yeah. There's a sense of play and imagination that sometimes we lose when we get older and we grow up, that children just have at their fingertips. And what's been really fun with this group, we're kind of more easily falling back into being childlike and falling back into the wonder of Narnia, and we explore it together as a cast and as a group, and it's been amazing. It's been very fun. There's nothing more fun than being a child again, I guess.
What age group do you think will enjoy this the most?
Well, I like to think that all ages will, because there's something for the little ones, and I grew up reading the books, and I think many adolescents have read the books. Returning to these stories who've read it before, I think will be amazing for all ages and adults as well, I think. I think there's something for everyone.
Courtney Reed Harris, who plays Susan in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Cardinal Stage Company production directed by Jenny McKnight. It opens on the 7th and plays through the 23rd at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.